Hello?
Hello, my name is Anastasia, returning your call from customer support. How can I help?
Hello?
Hello, my name is Anastasia, returning your call from customer support. How can I help?
Yes, I'd like to know. I got a charge from your company several times, and I would like to know particularly what was the charge on October 22nd. For $67.32. That's the first question.
What's your zip code?
I'm sorry?
Zip code.
What is it that you're trying to tell me?
Zip code.
My zip code 10028.
Your first and last name?
Lynn Zimmering.
Can you verify your address?
I can't hear you. Could you speak a little louder?
Can you verify your address?
Yes, 305 East 86th Street, New York, New York, apartment 8DW, zip code 10028.
Ma'am, I'm just waiting on your account to pull up. I'm still here.
I'm sorry, could you say that again?
Waiting on your account to pull up. I'm still here.
I didn't get what you said. You have to repeat it again. I'm sorry, I have a hearing problem. Could you tell me what you just said?
Ma'am, What charge are you calling in about?
I'm calling about a charge on October 22nd for $67.32. I mean, if you can't answer my question, I'm calling Citibank and I'm placing a fraud on this whole thing.
Ma'am, you ain't gave me time to try to help you. I'm just trying to pull up your account, look over your account. I mean, it does take time.
Tell me what I purchased for $67.32.
I can't tell you that right now. That's why I'm looking over your account. Can you please hold?
There is a charge on my bill. Okay, then I'm going to call Citibank and dispute the charge. Do you want me to do that?
I mean, you could. I can't tell you what to do, but they're going to have to call us, and it is a valid charge, so.
Okay, I'm not understanding you. I can't spend any more time on this. Just tell me what I bought. You could tell me that.
Yes, ma'am. I'm looking over your account.
Okay, forget it. Goodbye.